For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. We're back after one of the biggest weekends in sports ever. Did it live up to the hype? We'll discuss that. We got a great show. We got a very special guest, and Mr. Sunshine himself, Josh Martin, everybody, joining us in studio.
Oh, hey. Hey, guys.
What's up? We like to call him Captain Money Shot, everybody. As always, we got Stat Boy Frank here. And everyone's favorite, King of the Lesbians, Jason Tebow.
Oh, is that a new
All right, Josh, what happened to your hair, bro?
I don't know. It's just happening.
It's just looks, happening.
It's like a
looks
curly...
like you got electrocuted before the show started.
I just woke up.
It's like a curly
almost the same. Almost
I'll accept that excuse. I'll accept that excuse.
Do you know Josh used to bang Okuku? What's
Ioka,
her name?
Ioko?
You used to slam ham inside that?
I didn't.
Oh, you guys dated, I heard.
No.
What the hell is an Ioko?
That's all rumors that someone started and it's not true at all.
Now, did Don Barris stop talking to you because you were banging on
the
chicks? Ico.
It's not true. None of that's true. I don't know who started it.
I heard
think
she's
it was Quincy Weekly.
Insanely rich.
I think Quincy Weekly started it.
Where is Quincy?
I don't know. He started it and... He was just telling everyone that, and I don't know why.
I haven't seen him in a while. I think he's just working his other job.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, the rumors killed Josh Martin not slamming ham in the rich Japanese girls.
I'm not fucking
is
at rumor? All.
You're not fucking anybody at all?
I'm not fucking at all.
Why?
I haven't fucked in a year.
Why?
Why?
Just been busy.
Busy doing what?
Not fucking?
Busy washing my face with cum rags.
Yeah.
Busy losing bets.
Dude, I'd get laid at my mom's funeral if I could. You want to talk about
it? Well, you know, there'd
she
be a lot
going
of pussy
nowhere.
There.
I got 5 minutes to kill.
Is it possible to raise his levels? Tebow's, so he's a little louder? Tebow, talk.
Hello, everybody. I am on a podcast.
Okay. So big weeks. Real quick, let's get into our sponsors. Boom. Very excited to be back with BetDSI. BetDSI.com or .eu for all your betting needs. Use Punch Drunk and you'll get $10 betting cash. I hope you guys made some money. If you took Pacquiao, probably not. And we also want to thank our good friends at Caveman Coffee. Go to CavemanCoffee.com. Use Punch Drunk Sports. Get 10% off your coffee. And the Amazon links. I still got to take care of that Amazon thing. God damn it. I just run crazy.
That's starting to be our new sponsor is you. You should sponsor us as the guy that hasn't taken care of the Amazon link yet.
I like that. I like that
we
a lot.
Are and our new sponsor, Sam Tripoli, who still hasn't taken care of our goddamn fuck. I forget every week. Amazon links. Damn it.
Ari Shafir is in Thailand getting ladyboy cock.
Dude, I can't wait to hear. You see the picture of him and Pete C? They all had like balloons filled with something, and no, that's not helium.
Yeah,
bro.
They're doing nitrous.
Oh, I've done nitrous.
Go to a yeah. fucking nitrous
Everybody's
bar.
Done nitrous. Yeah. Josh, you do nitrous? Or are you too busy?
I don't do drugs.
What?
Never done any drugs.
Well, you drink alcohol, right?
Drink alcohol.
That's a drug.
Smoke pot. Like
that's a drug.
Every now
that's
and then.
That's also yeah.
You can't say you
those.
Don't do anything like, and then you do
the
it.
I don't do crazy.
Well, nitrous isn't crazy.
He's what? Never slammed heroin, but other than that, he's totally gold for anything.
Yeah,
yeah, but you don't seem like a cocaine person. I would
no.
imagine this guy on cocaine.
That'd be the worst, dude. I got to tell you about my new screenplay I'm going to write in the morning.
Just a skinnier version of Sam Tripoli.
How was Kill Tony last night? Brian Redband seemed a little weird after the show.
Why?
I don't know. He just had this. You ever see Brian when like he's something's on his mind? Have you ever seen that?
I haven't talked to him in like two months.
You could tell something was going in his head.
Like he was thinking about something.
Last night, Eric Olegny was. Brian Redband, Sarah Silverman, and Big J Okerson talking in the back. And Olegny came in and was just interrupting every single thing that they were talking about. Redband and Jeremiah Walker just kept saying something stupid and that made no sense. And it's like, who the fuck are you? Shut the fuck up.
Like what? What were they interrupting?
Like they were just talking about, like they were talking about comics from New York who's been doing the same act for years and years. And then at one point, they were talking about that, and all of a sudden, Olegny's like, no, who's been doing the same act? Tony Hinchcliffe. He's been doing the same act, and Jeremiah's like, he just recorded a special. Just recorded a special. Who the fuck are you to say someone's been doing the same jokes?
Well, I never thought Tony did the same act over and over.
He's been doing the same act, but until you record your first special and you keep doing those jokes for the rest of your life, then you can say that.
First of all, listen to me. This whole notion that everybody is Bill Burr and Louis C.K. and they can just write new shit every moment of every second.
Also, Bill Burr. Now, I'm sorry for interrupting you, Sam, but I'm totally agreeing with your point. And Bill Burr and Louis C.K., I'm pretty sure for the first 3 years of stand-up, repeated a lot of jokes. We're talking about people that have been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah, Louis even said he got that's why he started doing it that way, is because after the first 15 years, he was doing the same material and he fucking hated it.
Yeah, well, it's also something, the fact that, like, you can go out when you're famous and just riff and get huge laughs on it. It takes time, and sometimes if the crowd doesn't know who you are, you have to build joke credibility.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to do some go to shit.
Yeah.
To open up with that is tried and true, then you can get into your shit.
Because you got to start getting good enough to where you're comfortable enough to just be fucking.
No, I'm fucking crazy because I like to open with new shit because the hardest part of my act is the opening. For me in particular, because I don't have a fucking ha-ha funny look. You know, like some of these guys walk up, they have a funny look. I literally have to walk up on stage with this kind of fake smile on my face, over-smiling, so people like aren't like, oh, who's this creepy dude? Because I've had people come up to me after the show and be like, oh, man, I didn't want to like you at first. It's like, why?
Because your face.
Because I'm creepy. I have a creepy look. So it's like takes time. So I mean, you know, I'm not gonna say names, but I've seen certain comics doing jokes I saw doing for years. I mean, this one comic did a joke he used to do when he opened for me on this at the shitty gig one time, and now he's a humongous comic, and he kind of just did it because he just put out a special, so he needs to go back to some shit to just get the crowd going, and it's just natural. Eric Olegny's an interesting guy. I like the kid. I can understand why. You know,
I saw him get kicked out of the back twice last night, and that's like, it's one of those things where it's like you can't just get too comfortable with the
story. That's why they need that bar.
The new pot spot, you mean?
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
that's
he was
the
back
thing.
There.
The management and everyone's getting super hard on it, and I completely agree with it.
Good.
Yeah, kick people fucking out. Unless you're a regular, get the fuck out.
I agree with that 100%.
I think they're allowed one guest or some shit, but it's like...
Yeah, dude, or if you're chicks, that's it.
Oh, yeah, hot chicks.
You know? Yeah, right? Another thing.
Tens and up.
So let's get into some sports here. We had a great weekend. You had the fights. You had the Game 7. Just everything was going on. Did it? The Kentucky Derby. My friend sent me a funny... I texted my friend who lives in Vegas. He works at the Hard Rock. I'm like, hey, is Vegas crazy right now? He's like... Nah, not that crazy, but man, I can't believe how many black people came out here for the Kentucky Derby. You know? And it was just a crazy ass weekend. Kentucky Derby. Well, first of all, the NHL playoffs has to be like, what do we got to do to get a little love? Because nobody discussed it. You know, on Saturday, the first event was an NHL hockey game, followed by the Kentucky Derby, followed by Game 7 Spurs Clippers.
Nope.
then the fight. So that was a crazy day of sports. That is literally, if you're a sports addict, you had a full-time job on Saturday of
and the NFL, and all along the whole while, the NFL draft going on.
Yeah, we'll get into the draft, too. I want to discuss that, and then we'll get into these rumors of Jon Jones never fighting again, which is just cuckoo crazy talk.
And that NHL game was actually a really good game.
Are you an NHL fan?
I'm not. I do watch playoff hockey. And,
me too.
Capitals Rangers is a great series. I think Capitals are up 2-1 now.
What do you think takes it? Hockey's such an exciting sport to watch, but it's just so hard to get behind it. And I think the big thing is I can't pronounce anyone's names. And that's not really hard for me because I can't pronounce anything.
I was going to say, that hasn't stopped you from liking girls, the NBA, podcasting, stand-up comedy,
yeah.
having friends,
yeah.
your family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sam's my only friend that still calls his mom What's-Her-Face.
What's-Her-Face. So let's get into it. What do you want to talk first? You want to talk the fight? Should we just get the fight out of the way?
Sure, man. I mean, to me, I had a lot of fun, man. I was in Chicago. I went to this big little big party my buddy
big
had.
Big little? Big little?
Yeah, it was you know, 50 people or something. Pretty big for a kind of place he has. But, dude, it was so typical boxing these days. And, you know, I'm a boxing fan, but sure looked like two guys sparring.
Well, you know. I would tell you, anybody who's going crazy about how boring they thought the fight was, I would tell you that this is a Mayweather fight. This is always how he fights. This is He's just like the George St. Pierre of boxing.
That's a good analogy.
With his, hold on, let's see, what do you think this person thinks of the fight? Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports. Did you like this fight?
Yo, yeah, I did, Sammy.
You liked the fight?
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, it was what I tuned in for. If anyone tuned in thinking they were going to see Floyd do something else, they were fooling themselves, fucking idiots.
Would you say the people who were expecting an exciting fight are the same kind of people who go out on New Year's Eve but never go out anywhere? Like, we call it amateur night?
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good analogy.
It's like amateur night.
Well, someone brought up a good point. This was going to be one of the one fights where, like, people who usually don't fight or watch boxing are going to watch it.
Yeah,
because it's the
amateur
century.
Night.
And those people are the people that are complaining, oh, it's not interesting.
So what's the word, dude?
Nothing, man. Just phoning in. It's a big T. Dobbs, co-champion of the football league, winner of the baseball league. Thought I wanted to talk fights, maybe fantasy sports.
So hold on. Now, you're not Towel Boy, right?
No. Cowboy's a piece of shit.
Tebow, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Cowboy and Tebow had a bet on this fight, which I want to get into, too.
Oh, no. Is that what that tech of that Twitter was about?
What exactly was the bet, Tebow, before I start going crazy?
The bet was I got Pacquiao. If I win, I got his first pick and his third pick. He got Mayweather. If he wins, he got my first pick.
And what did I tell you about that? About
you
making
said,
that bad bet?
You said make the bet and we'll talk about it on the show.
No, I did not say that. So what's happened is this guy who plays under, what's the name of his team? I can't stand it. I think it's called Armenian Genocide.
Armenian Genocide.
Okay.
It's Ari and Ari's proxy.
Yes. We call him Towelboy. Towelboy and Ari have won the league 2 years in a row because this asshole, Tebow, makes bets with him every year trying to steal his first-round draft pick, and he loses every time.
No, just players. No, we just play for players. We've never played for draft picks.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You get their number one player.
Yeah. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's your number one pick. Sometimes your better players are your third or fourth pick.
All right, Captain Details here. But the
That's
point
true.
Is
they took,
Captain Details.
He took Le'Veon Bell last year. I think Teeb got him in the second round, maybe. So,
Teeb, yeah. Do you think that your losing of these bets 2 years in a row might have something to do with this guy winning it every year?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Totally.
Okay, so, like, why are we doing this again?
Because I win the bet, then I'm going to win it.
Yeah, but you haven't done that 3 years in a row.
You don't win bets.
So I'm making an executive decision here.
Oh, executive, guys.
I'm going executive decision here. here's what's happening. I'm nullifying this trade, and Jason Tebow picks last in the draft.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shut up.
Nope, I'm doing it. Executive decision.
Yeah, but you're not at one. You're not in the commissioner.
Tebow yes,
picks
I am.
Last every round.
No, you're not.
Yes, you're picking last.
Well, I don't think this.
Well, then I 100%.
I don't think it was sanctioned by
last pick.
That. How about Tebow picks last every round?
Each Tebow. Round, Tebow. Yeah, picks Tebow. Last.
Then I 100% pick. I am absolutely making this announcement. If I'm guaranteed the last pick, I'm trading the last pick to anybody who wants anything for it. That includes a turkey sandwich.
Okay, that's
Ooh,
fine.
Was that all right?
So it's either think, that or we give the guy the pick. That's it. Those are the only things.
Teeb should have to join Ari and Talboy's team. They all three of them play together anyways. Seems
yeah.
right.
Yeah, Tebow. Why'd you just join that team?
I mean, I indirectly have. They just haven't given me any credit for it.
At least get your name on the trophy.
I would like a little bit of fucking credit. Thank you very much, T-Dubs. You're right.
So, Tebow. So, I mean, that's going
to
be
Hey, Sammy.
Yes.
When you coming to Vancouver, man?
I don't know. I'm working out right now. I'm supposed to email. He just hung. He did it, dude.
Oh, he
Ooh,
fucking
he got
you, bro.
You do,
he got me. He
that's
fucking got me.
Caller of the week. That's
caller,
to be.
Of
caller
of the week, T-Dubs.
He
knew, you fucking asshole.
He knew how to get at your heart.
Why'd you start talking?
Because he knew. He's like, oh,
right there.
I got
know,
a fan. I got
he
a
know
fan.
How to get into your heart.
He was like, oh, my tour schedule? Absolutely.
So, Tebow, I mean, come on, dude. We got to do something.
So what you're saying is?
Yes, I am saying it. We can't
either this
see you,
guy,
by the
either
way.
This guy gets my first pick, yeah. or I get the, or you nullify the trade and I get back into the first round. What kind of punishment is it? What kind of punishment is that for me?
That you still we don't get, it's actually helping out the league. Because you're not giving away your first round pick, giving this guy two first round picks so he can win the league again. And you get to fucking still have a draft pick, but you have to pay a price because I expressed to you that I didn't want you doing that. And I know it's not my league, but I'm tired of this guy fucking winning every time.
Well, you should draft a better team then.
No, dude, I shouldn't because you make this trade every time and it just hurts the league. And I'm tired of Armenian Genocide winning.
Well, I understand how that hurts your feelings.
So, and the only other thing to do is to open it up to Ari, since there's three of us making this decision, and I guarantee you Ari's going to vote that he gets your pick. So
well,
I'm,
you should, or open it up to the actual commissioner, Anthony Johnson.
Yeah, well, okay. Okay, that's fine. I'm cool with that. I'll talk to him, and I have a feeling he's going to agree with me.
Because you know what Ari's going to say.
Yeah, they want your pick.
Course.
Yeah. So, hey, Anthony Johnson's listening. Sacktown Blue, can you make an executive call on this? I'm proposing that that we nullify this bet and we go back and Tebow has to pick last in the draft in the first round. That's what
Again,
I'm
I still don't understand the logic in that. But
what? Why? Then
why wouldn't we just randomly shuffle the draft like we always do then and take the whole bet away and make it a
no,
rule you can't trade people in
no,
there
because
anymore.
You don't learn anything.
Yeah, but you can't make a rule. Hey, there's no more trades. Now we're going to punish
no.
somebody for a rule that doesn't even exist because it's obviously
yes,
a rule.
There is
I've
a new trade,
before.
And I'm doing a new trade, and it's you can't make trades with fucking Talboy for fucking players anymore. I'm making that fucking proposal.
Well, then we should have made that proposal last year before I made this trade offer.
No! For 3 years in a row, you've made the trade offer, and you've lost every time. And the guy you bet with has fucking won the league.
Yeah, well, then it sounds like it's a pretty hot trade, so anybody that wins it is going to win the league.
No, you're done. It's over. It's over. I'm calling it right now.
I think if you start making a playoff run, you should start gambling some of your players. It's a no fucking cost
no,
league.
Dude,
it's a free
no, dude.
League.
No, no, no.
It creates controversy
no,
in a controversial
fun.
League.
It's not fun to have Ari win every year. Okay? Make
Ask
the trade
Ari.
With somebody else.
Having a blast.
Make the trade
Ari's
with somebody else. I'm proposing to the trade commissioner, to the commissioner of fantasy football, that Jason Tebow can no longer make fucking trade deals with fucking Towel Boy. And that's the rule.
What about it? What about anybody else?
I don't care about anybody else. I don't care.
Is this really about his team name?
No, this is about him winning every year. This is embarrassing.
It's like a yearly genocide.
Answer the fucking rotary phone back there.
They're back-to-back champs, bro.
Who still has a rotary phone?
Lesbians.
Lesbians.
They like that fingering action. It keeps the fingers strong.
All right. So back to the fight. So now Pacquiao's coming out that he's got a rotator cuff pull. And you know what? I don't care.
He's having surgery, actually, this week.
Yeah.
He's out 9 months to a year.
And, you know, here's the thing. Everyone's making him look like a bad guy because he's not – because he didn't – he didn't notify the commission, which would have meant that they might have to postpone the fight. Come on. Are they really going to postpone this fight?
That's not what it would have done.
He also
what it would have done is a lot of people that are on the fence about paying $100 for a pay-per-view would have been like, oh, he's injured and he's the underdog. I'm not going to watch him get beat.
I agree.
But 100 million reasons why he didn't report that shit. And they should be fined for that.
He might be fined or suspended because
But dude,
he
didn't
should be given the last pick in next year's draft. Mm-hmm.
Dude, all I'm trying to say is that if they punish him, it's gonna be with a wink wink. Because he did everybody a favor by not disclosing that and going ahead with the fight. And what the fucking commissioner should have done is fucking gave him a shot that he asked for. Because if they would have postponed this, nobody would have made money that week. And if you move it back another year, it's going to lose all the heat it had. He did everybody involved except for the people buying the pay-per-view and buying the tickets to the fight. Yep. He did everybody else a favor. And that's why
it happens every Sunday in the NFL. All these people don't report concussions.
Oh, we got more calls.
It's because of the field.
We got more calls. Yeah, you're on with Punchdrunk Sports. How you doing? What do you want to talk about? We're talking Pacquiao Mayweather. You want to talk it?
Nah, this is Towel Boy. I'm talking about your bullshit.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Towel Boy is calling in controversy.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
I know you're Armenian and love to say no to everything, but... that was a legit trade, and I know you would have went through with it if you won.
No, no, dude, it's not a legit trade. Okay? It's not a legit trade. You fucking abused a poor man. Okay? And it's
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. And we're talking about the fact that I'm being paid, I'm getting made out to be the bad guy when you are constantly losing to these people, and I'm tired of it, so I'm nullifying the trade. I told him before the fight the trade wasn't going through.
You said accept it, it sounds cool, I miss you, or something like that. I wasn't really listening.
So, I'm sorry, Towel Boy, but Armenian Genocide's
I don't
free
know, man.
Ride?
It's the only way to make a free league fun.
Oh, I'm fine
Thank
with
you,
making.
I agree.
I'm fine with making the league pay. Let's all throw some cash in. I'd rather.
Well, then you know the team Jew's gonna win.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, no, because he doesn't even pay attention to the thing. I'm just not gonna allow you to get 2 first round draft picks from this sucker over here. And
I will allow the can. We can cancel the trade if I get the number one pick in the draft.
No, hold on. You don't make any fucking ultimatums.
I need the second. Then I have to get the second pick because I also made that trade.
No.
So, 1-2. We know who picks 1-2, and then we'll figure it out.
No, Towelboy, you get a regular pick wherever you fall. Tebow, if he's still allowed in the league, does not get a pick. Gets the last pick of the draft. Turn off your radio. I love saying that.
He does love saying that.
Hey, Towelboy, turn off the fucking podcast so we can hear you, okay? We get it, okay? So I have to nullify this trade because I just want to fair, fucking leak.
I was a fair bet. I even gave him odds.
He did give me odds. He gave me odds.
Okay, I'm just putting it out there. 1-2 things are happening, okay? 1-2 things are happening. Either the trade gets nullified or Tebow picks last in the draft. That's it. Those are the choices. I hate to be dad. I hate to do this.
Okay? No, you love to be dad.
No, I don't love to be dad.
Say you hate to be dad. You wake up every day like, who can I ground today?
I don't want to do that. Okay?
The world is unfair, and I need to impose my will. It's an unfair world you live in, Sam.
I am going to make it so you two can't make trades anymore. Okay? Listen, Talboy, you can make a deal with anybody you want. Anybody else. Hit up James. He's dying to make a deal. Make a deal with James. Anybody but Tebow, because you're housing him, okay? You're turning Tebow into your bitch, and it's just ruining the league.
Only one of us is bitching.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm bitching. Because I'm tired of fucking...
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, Tebow. Tebow, do you not understand?
I made a bet like a man, and then everyone else is just bitching.
I made the playoffs every year I lost this bet. I'm not worried about me.
Yeah, Tebow. He's won every year. Do you understand that? You're making deals with the Death Star. Do you get this? You're making deals with Darth Vader. And you lose every deal.
I mean, so far, there's plenty more years to make deals.
No, you've lost 3 times in a row. That's enough. 3, you're out.
I'm not even done betting this. I'm not even done betting this year with him.
Yeah, because I'm not allowing it to happen anymore. I have to put my foot down. I'm sorry. I want to win this league once in a while, and you just giving him fucking your best player. That's even worse than your first pick. Because I picked fucking Monte Ball last time in the first round, and he didn't do jack shit.
Yeah, you didn't win the league, but yeah, he could have my first pick. That's not going to be my best player. That's the worst bet.
Okay,
it's when he has 8 weeks
of stats. I still have to pick good.
No, you're done.
Exactly.
Everybody's done, dude. Okay? Fucking take you and your fucking white jiu-jitsu fucking belt, shove it up your ass, fucking towel.
Hey, back. I have another solution to this.
Yeah?
He wins this bet because it was already made, and then we can make some future rules about it. But he doesn't get to draft his team. Dumbass Ari has to. He won't even show up for it, and it's just going to auto-draft bullshit.
Well, he showed up. He got the team after, and he still won it because you gave him your best player.
Ari hasn't drafted in 2 years.
Yeah, but he didn't draft last year. Ari didn't show up. Nobody – or did you show up?
I auto-drafted last year, and I still won.
Yeah.
Oh, they auto-drafted it.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Yeah. Let's bring in another person. What's your take on this, sir? This is a bukkake of calls.
What's up?
Hey, you're calling
Training
in.
Correspondent.
Training correspondent. Should Tebow be allowed to keep his pick?
Yeah, I think the rule should stand. The bet has to stand, Sam. I mean, it doesn't affect
you
in any way.
It does affect
Thank
me
you.
In the fact that Tebow keeps giving up his best player.
Dude,
hey, Sam, how about you? Tebow has to learn. It's part of the 12 steps or whatever it is.
Tebow doesn't
learn. And he said that with a dick in his ass. He knows what he's talking about.
This is just...
I saw Ari tonight in Bangkok.
Oh, how was it?
It was great.
I heard Pete C. say he was crushing. I might be out in Bangkok next month. Okay, that went over well. All right, thanks for calling in, Training Correspondent.
I didn't hear what you said.
I'm gonna be in. I might be performing in Bangkok next month.
Oh! I didn't hear that. It like froze up when you talked.
Yeah, story of my life. So Tebow, we'll figure out what Anthony Johnson says. I'll even make it a poll. I don't even care.
Is Training Correspondent still on the phone?
No, I got rid of him.
Oh, I wanted to hear if he took Ari out and showed him a fucking couple of hot dudes.
I bet you did. Dude, is your camera working?
Yeah, but when you take calls, you don't hit that other thing, and then it fucking fucks it up somehow.
I just want to fucking see you, buddy.
Hang on, let me try something here.
So I think I don't think anything will happen to Pacquiao. I don't think there's going to be a rematch. Now there's some fights out there I would like to see. I would love to see Canelo Alvarez versus Golovkin, Can you look him up? Triple G Boxer?
Triple G Boxer.
GGG Boxer.
There was that undercard for the Pacquiao fight that was really good.
I heard that was good,
that
too.
That first undercard was really good.
GGG Boxer.
GGG Boxer. Gennady Golovkin?
Golovkin.
Yeah, now he's fighting next week at the Forums.
Oh, he is? He's badass, dude. He's probably
in
the most exciting
LA,
boxer.
I might go
right
to
now.
That fight. I might go to that fight.
Is that next week, you
yeah.
said?
Yeah.
Adama? Is that who he's battling next? Adama?
I don't know who he's fighting, but he's a fun fight. Now, Canelo Alvarez versus Golovkin would be a great fight. Those two dudes throw leather, right?
Oh, yeah. Alvarez versus Golovkin would be a great fight, yeah.
Yeah, I would pay. I wouldn't pay $100 to see anybody fight.
He's fighting Willie Monroe Jr.
Dude, we have to put somebody. I want to find somebody who is.
Oh, dude, he's never lost.
Responsible enough to, one, book pro athletes on this show to call in, and two, we got to start getting press passes. That's all we got to do on this show. We got to get press passes.
How do we get press passes?
We have to approach the press.
He's like, you got to put work in, but.
The problem is you get press passes and Tebow will bet them and lose them.
Yeah, exactly, Tebow.
Or I'll win us more press passes. Hello.
Tebow, it's not happening. I don't think he should be allowed to make that bet, but I want to move on. Now, that would be a good fight. I think boxing will always have a chance. People always like, boxing's dead. No, boxing's dead. You know why boxing will always have a chance? Because people relate more to boxing. Two dudes.
Just me? No, I threw mine away.
Two dudes sizing up, fisticuffs. People relate to that. You know, kicking and jiu-jitsu, people don't relate to that as much.
Wrestling?
And even though I love jiu-jitsu, and I think I can watch a grappling match and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But most people can't.
It's probably they can't get past the two dudes wrestling part.
Oh, yeah. There's this guy on Fox Sports. He does, like, the morning shift. And by morning, I mean, like, he does, like, 4 in the morning to 6 in the morning when just truckers on crystal meth.
Yeah, he's just talking to coke addicts.
Yeah. His name's Mike North. And, dude, just listening to him talk about MMA, it sounds like it's 1950 and they're talking about rock and roll's devil music. It's so funny. He's like, oh, I don't get it. These two guys, they're just lying on each other, looking like they're humping each other.
Man, he's got him by the balls. That's pretty gay. Yeah,
that's exactly what he thinks it is. Two dudes humping. Like, I guess you see what you want to see, right?
Just get a room.
Yeah, it's just like he just doesn't know what he's talking about.
So that's my take on the fight, dude. I'm over it. I don't need to see another one. Mayweather. Listen, dude. I think Mayweather will go down as a great fighter. Whether he goes down as the greatest fighter ever, I don't think so. I mean, you know, there's a lot of talk about Sugar Shane Mosley. Okay, Dustin's calling in. Let's see what Dustin's take is on it. Dustin.
I think he died.
Dustin, are you dead? Are you alive? Okay, Dustin, we tried. Sorry, buddy. We tried. He's still there. By the way, his name is Dustin from Punch Drunk. Okay. Let's try it again. Hello, Dustin.
Oh,
hello?
Dustin, are you there? You're on with Punch Drunk. How are you? Dustin.
Hey, Sam, what's going on?
Nada, well, you're really slowing the vibe on this show by not answering my questions.
What was your question?
How are you doing?
I'm living, man.
For you, that's great. For you, that's really good.
Yeah. I actually got a clean bill of health there last week.
Nice, Bo. Congratulations. So, that's great. Cancer. We told you you would.
I'm happy for you, man. I'm happy for you. Cancer's a motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, so I'm hopefully done with that for the rest of my life.
I hope so, too. Do you think Tebow should be allowed to make the trade, Dustin? Okay, Dustin, we're glad you lived, but you know, glad you're alive, dude.
Oh, man, is that call terminal?
Yeah, I don't even know where he's calling from.
In Sam's defense, if he said the cancer came back, I don't think Sam would have hung up on him.
Yeah, I would have given him a couple more minutes of hemming and hawing. I want to get into this thing about how it's so interesting. First of all, a lot of people think there might be – they're calling for a rematch, and some people yeah, there'll be, of course there'll be a rematch, and there'll be enough people to watch it because all you need to do is get the black community and the Asian community, and you have enough people to buy this fucking thing. Okay, Dustin, this is the last time. Dustin, are you there?
Yeah, okay, sorry about that.
Dustin, should there be a rematch?
Should there be a rematch on the Pacquiao
fight?
No, because that was the most boring goddamn thing I've ever watched in my life.
But see, I think there will be, and they'll sell enough because the black community and the Asian community will both buy this fight. And it's just a fact. I mean, it's so interesting.
But people aren't going to be duped again. People are not going to be duped again to pay $100 for a fight that
black community doesn't see it like that, dude. I mean, you watch it. It goes down the race line when it comes to this fight. It comes down to it. The black community sees him as a master of fucking boxing who won through skill. And it wasn't a boring fight. Hey, did somebody just throw somebody down the stairs? What just happened there?
Oh, no.
I was talking
to...
Go on.
I just don't see people getting duped into spending $100 again.
It won't be $100.
It won't be $100. It'll
be
like $60.
Yeah,
like
$60, $65.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
$60, $65. Yeah. And there will be people who buy that.
They almost fucked themselves because when they made that thing $100, it was almost like no matter what kind of fight it was, even if it was like slugfest, I just still don't think it would have been worth $100.
You would need if they beat the shit out of each other, yeah, people would have been bloody. Hell yeah!
Like there had to have been blood on the mat for
but
them.
But you know, this fight and whether you enjoyed it or not comes down to I hate to say it, what racial lines? It really does. I listened to this guy after the fight at Sales talk about how you just explain off domestic violence. I mean, it was really crazy. He goes, shit happens. And he said, not me. He goes, black women, sometimes they get lippy. He literally said that. And I heard it on the radio later that day on Fox Sports. It was obviously a white guy, and his sidekick is a black guy. Tebow, welcome back to the show.
Trying to get the video to work again.
Ah, fuck it. As long as you can see us.
I can't.
There we are.
I got to watch in a real interesting situation. I got to watch it with a group of rednecks that had rented it and watched it in their garage.
Oh, so they wanted both guys to lose, right?
Yeah, it was Nigger and Spick being screamed a lot.
Oh my God!
I was at Starbucks and we asked my coworker who they wanted to win. He was like, "I want the Mexican to win." We're just like, "Oh Jesus Christ!"
Jesus!
I was like, "You guys know this guy's not Mexican, right? I mean, he's like the Asian Mexican, but he's not Mexican."
He's the Asian Mexican. I just love like you just dropped an N bomb like it was nothing.
Yeah, bro. So
I'm sorry.
Like, all of us just looked at each other going, did he just say that?
But I used it in context.
Okay, I like
was,
that.
He
I
was
like
quoting that. Someone.
I like that.
Yeah. I would never say it otherwise.
It comes down to color whether you enjoyed this fight or not. It's very interesting. I like Mayweather as a fighter, as a human being. I mean, it's obviously the hitting women is not cool. I mean, hitting people outside of the combat sports is not cool. Even though I think if more people got punched in the face,
it'd be
a nicer city, a nicer world.
Yeah.
The threat of getting punched in the face makes you act.
Right?
Proper. Correct. Not enough people get punched in the face, but at
not
the same time,
people get punched
I don't
face.
Want to get violence punched in the everywhere. Face. Yeah. Right? It's this weird thing.
I feel like if everyone could punch someone once a day, like in the face, and you just get one, and you're good. And you get fined if you do it twice.
How many, Josh, if everyone could punch one person in the face, how many times a day do you think you'd get punched in the face?
His face would look like a catcher's mitt.
My face would look as bad as that bet Tebow made.
Oh, snap!
I do want to make one comment about the fight. The one thing that I find the most interesting about living in this time period was the fact that we were trying to get it on the laptop at the store, and then I was like, hey, I wonder if someone's periscoping it.
Yeah.
And then everyone just went on Twitter, and people were periscoping the fight from other people.
Dude, that was a huge thing.
It was insane. It was me and like a few other guys just kicking it in the main room, just watching it.
I don't think Periscope's going to last. I think they're going to go after it the way they went after Napster.
I don't think they can, though.
A guy from Twitter spoke at in Chicago at it was a meeting filled with like cable networks, and he kind of apologized for fucking, like, he never imagined that happening. Well, it happened, like, oh fuck.
I just can't believe there isn't live sex going on in Periscope right now.
There will be.
There probably is. They probably get shit down really quick, but I'm sure so.
Usually, the first thing people do with new technology is get a chick naked. That's usually the first thing. Get a chick naked, try to see your where babies come from, and see if she'll let you do weird shit on camera. That's what technology is always giving us.
Speaking of naked chicks.
Yeah.
Speaking of naked chicks, I got a picture of Cum Dumpster's tits sent to me the other day. Would you guys like it?
Yeah, can you tweet it?
Yeah, I'll tweet it to you and Punch Trump.
Now, is this Cum Dumpster 1 or Cum Dumpster 2?
Do what?
Is this Cum Dumpster 1 or Cum Dumpster 2?
1, the original.
The original's back?
That's the OG CD.
OG CD. Yeah. Original gangster.
She sent me an unsolicited picture of her tits the other day, and I was like, well, I've got to share these. And she's like, well, just talk to the guys on Tuesday. That's what they think.
All right.
So I will tweet that as soon as I hang up.
Tweet it to us, and we'll take a look at it. I wish Cum Dubster maybe would call in and have phone sex with Josh Martin.
That would be good.
Can you see if I can get the Cum Dubster to call in?
Can you see if you can get her to call in and have phone sex with Josh Martin? Because Josh needs to get that libido going.
I'm good.
I'll see what I can work out. I'll give her a call, see if she's busy.
Hey,
Have her give him little phone sex.
Who do you think wins Chicago versus Cleveland?
Chicago.
Yeah, there we go. I know you got cancer, but you know what?
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, not anymore.
So let's get into the NBA. Big weekend in the NBA. Clippers, Game 7. Humongous. I mean, a game for the ages. Would you agree, Tebow? Game for the ages? One that they'll be talking about 20 years from now?
Game 7, Chris Paul hits a circus shot with 1 second left.
That's
about as exciting as it gets.
I was on the patio when that shot hit. Dude, it was insane.
Yeah.
You were there, too.
More exciting than the fight. I mean, I was at a party where everybody was watching that game, and then we were going to watch the fight, and everybody's reaction to that game was what you were hoping their reaction to the fight would be.
Yeah, I would tell you that game/fight really won the Clippers some fans, I feel. I think a lot of people were like, that maybe weren't going to watch, we'll call them amateur night people, watch the Clippers, and were kind of blown away by how the heart and soul of Chris Paul. And, I mean, that was a classic, just like you remember. Granted, it wasn't the finals, but when Isaiah Thomas played on like a bad ankle, you remember back against the Lakers and he lit him up?
Yeah.
It wasn't the finals, but it was that kind of performance. And, dude, it was crazy. And I think the Clippers grew up that series. Like, they got to play against a team that has precision when they execute.
Well, I think this is the first time that we've seen, you know, and all the juggling in the last 2 or 3 years with the Clippers and coaching changes and ownership changes. I think this is the first time, and it really happened in this series, that they really have chemistry.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too. I think they, you know, at the beginning of the year, they added some guys that didn't work out. They got rid of them. They brought in some guys. And, you know, our bench isn't that deep. We go 3 guys off our bench. But I think most people do 3 guys off the bench. But, you know, I think we got a really – I really like our team. And I think we learned a lot. And I think that game, Game 7 in particular, will be seen as the beginning of a Clipper organization that just plays differently. And that's just my opinion. And it was a huge win. Dude, Blake Griffin has had 3 triple doubles.
Yeah, he had one last night
in 8 games.
He
needed him.
Was he playing point guard last night, or was he playing
point forward?
Point forward.
They call it point forward, And he was kind of leading. I mean, dude, I think he had 27 points, 14 rebounds, 13 assists. And this all goes back to what I was saying about Blake Griffin through the year, that he purposely had low rebound numbers so DeAndre Jordan could get a lot of money in his contract year. And I stand by that. Because if you watch him in this series, all he's doing is double-digit rebounds. And he barely did that at all during the regular season.
I tell you what, I did love him in game one last night, and I'm a huge hypocrite for saying it, but it was nice to see the Clippers doing a little hack a Shaq.
Yeah, how funny was that? They showed Doc's face, he's
like,
laughing
yeah.
his ass off.
What's hack a Shaq?
I know, but it was so nice. You know, we're up 8, and now we're fouling fucking what's his face,
oh,
and I'm
okay.
like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, well, your hack a Shaq is when you have a player that can't shoot foul shots, you purposely foul him off ball, yeah. so he has to shoot foul shots. And it was funny to see the Clippers do it, because Houston did DeAndre, and then we immediately came back and just hacked Dwight Howard. Here's the thing about
Howard,
Houston.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard isn't even the worst foul shooter on the team. How scary is that?
He's not a bad foul shooter at all.
What? Hold on.
He's not that bad.
Who, Dwight Howard?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Stat Boy, instead of fucking cruising, fucking Mexican street fights, can we bring Frank on so he can do his social media, somewhere to do fucking social media. What is Dwight Howard's foul shooting percentage for 2015?
Let's guess. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say it's around 37%.
Oh, no, he's got to be higher than that.
I'm going to say like 60, 65.
What do you think, Tebow?
I think he's, yeah, probably 58 something, 60 something, 50, mid 50s.
Let's check it.
I mean, he's definitely not that good.
Holy shit.
What?
Cum dumpster's tits are great. Oh, my God.
52.8.
There we go. That's
overall
about 50-something. So he's a coin toss. He's a coin toss on a free throw line.
Yeah. Wow, Cumsucks has got huge tits.
What is DeAndre Jordan's percentage?
Should I make this the... See, here's the thing. When you upload these episodes to SoundCloud or whatever, these are the... there's weird... Dustin, would do you think that Cum Dumpster would be really angry if we used their picture as our profile pic for this episode?
I doubt it.
That's amazing. So it's 57.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even the worst foul shooter on his team.
And that's 57 this season, not career, right?
Were you asking for DeAndre's field goal percentage?
Yeah.
Or his free throw?
I think DeAndre's worse.
39%. Jesus. 39.7%.
39%. Unbelievable.
And hell, he was probably shooting better than that before he got put to the line 20 times a night.
Yeah. But
I'm
dude,
sure his free throw percentage went down a lot in the last 10 games.
Dude, watching Dwight Howard go against DeAndre Jordan is fucking fun.
It sure is.
They
That's
both
the matchup
have the
that
same
I've enjoyed.
Game. They both have
exact
the exact
same
game.
Exact same game. I think DeAndre is a little bit more of an electrifying finisher, at least in games. They're both.
Definitely. I think DeAndre's just taller and more athletic because he's younger. He hasn't had the knee surgeries. And I'll tell you, that's one thing about DeAndre Jordan, man. He's an Iron Man, dude. He's an
sure
Iron
is.
Man.
I would hate to lose him.
Blake Griffin.
I mean, he's only 26.
Blake Griffin, yeah, but still, other guys get hurt all the time. Blake Griffin is becoming a LeBron James type player. Like these triple doubles everywhere.
In what sense?
Just he total facilitator. Totally gets it. I mean, 13 assists.
Sometimes he passes too much.
Yeah, he does. They were doing a lot of that the other day. They were doing a lot of that.
Goddamn, dude, finish. Keep going strong to the hole.
Yeah, you got to dunk that shit. But how good is it to see Austin Rivers getting off?
Yeah, everybody's contributing, man. Everybody's contributing, and you know, let's hope they can keep that up. Matt Noh said it best. We were texting during the game last night, and he's like, now that the Clippers won game one, even without Chris Paul, you're still playing with house money. You know, you stole one on the road.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think that they won't play him game two now either. I don't think you have to.
I've already heard today that he's not playing game two, and he said in an interview that he still can't even jog. So they're saying game three, maybe four for sure. Not later than four, but almost 100% out for game two tomorrow.
Yeah, I would sit them too. I wouldn't sit them. Yeah,
dude, if you lose, you might have to try to push it. If they lose game one, maybe you think about trying to get him on the court. But winning with game one, you have the luxury of maybe resting him a little bit.
Okay, this guy wants to call in. Okay, call in, dude. I got to bet with this guy that Cleveland's going to win.
You have Cleveland, he has Chicago?
Yeah, I'm in trouble.
Ooh, you are in trouble because I really like the Bulls in this series.
Oh, yeah, our bet's null now, right?
Yeah. Hmm.
Especially without Kevin Love.
That's huge.
Because Cleveland's bench play isn't that good at all.
Which is weird because, you know, they don't even play Sean Marion. I mean, that guy, he's not going to give you a shitload of minutes, but he's enough. He's won championships before.
He gives you that big three-pointer.
Yeah, and he can play power forward. He can play some scoring forward.
He ain't no Kevin Love, though.
Kevin Love provides a body in that lane.
Yeah, but if you move Tristan Thomas to starting at the four, and you have Sean Marion coming off your bench, it's not Kevin Love, but it's not like the end of the world.
Cleveland lost two big guys. They lost Kevin Love and they lost Varejao.
Yeah, but Varejao they replaced with the big center that they got from Denver.
It's still
not. What do you think about this Atlanta series?
Dude, I said that Atlanta wouldn't make it out of the second round. They just don't have a go-to guy. And dude, the Wizards are playing murder ball right now. And John Wall is playing the way everyone thought he was going to play when he got drafted.
Bill's playing amazing, even better than John Wall, especially in game one.
And they have, like, some legit seven-footers on that guy, and he's not seven-foot, but Drew Gooden is a good player. Drew Gooden is that guy that's, like, good enough that you include him in every trade.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, okay, we'll give you Drew Gooden. You're like, oh, okay, Drew Gooden's good. But he's not good enough to keep. Then you're like, oh, we can't give away Drew Gooden. He's good enough. Yeah, you're like, okay.
Sam, I have breaking news. I just traded Drew Gooden to Talboy and Ari.
Well, in the football league, that's kind of crazy.
Yep, they need it. And my first pick in the next 2 years.
I think Chicago is good. I think they just have a better overall team.
Yeah.
I think the two best players on the floor are Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. After that,
yeah, probably.
The next three.
Rose is playing good, dude. Rose is playing good.
And Butler's playing amazing for Chicago.
Yeah, but
Butler's playing great, and Butler's D'ing up a fucking LeBron good.
All right, I would like to see. And listen, I do obviously have a horse in this race. I need to see Derrick Rose play two great games in a row, because we saw last series where he played 40, which I think Thibodeau was a bad idea, played 40 minutes against the Bucks, had a great game, and the next game he had 14 points, and I think after that he had 15 points. You know, so it's like you got to ride him the right way. But if I see him put two back-to-back, then you got something. Dude, you could see a Clippers-Bulls final.
I would love it.
Clippers-Bulls, you think so?
There's no way the Clippers beat Golden State.
Dude, I
was very excited about the Golden State Grizzlies series, but with Mike Conley Jr. out, it's not going to be entertaining.
Yeah, it's not
series.
Safe. Well, I'll get into
but
that.
But Golden State is the team to beat.
Well, first of all, why isn't the coach of the Memphis Grizzlies put Tony Allen on Steph Curry? Here's what if I'm Memphis, this is what I do. I go, Tony Allen, do your best on Curry. Do your best. Whatever Klay Thompson does. Klay Thompson goes for 25, Klay Thompson goes for 25. Then you tell all your front court guys, just win your battle. Just win your position. And we can beat them.
Didn't Golden State play Clippers like last year?
Yeah.
If I'm Memphis, I sign Tonya Harding to a 10-day contract, and I stand her right outside the locker room when Curry walks out and
I
just
totally
break
agree
his knee with a wrench.
And I have no problems with that whatsoever. I have no problems with that.
but back to that Bulls-Cavs series.
No, no, no. Let's not go back. Okay, we're gonna get back to it in 2 seconds. We're gonna talk a lot of basketball, but I want to stay on the Grizzlies real quick. In that the I think somebody's got to hit Stephen Curry.
Mm-hmm. You've always said that. You got to put a bot in. You got to
hit him. You got to run a hard screen on him. You got to make him pay every
and you,
time.
God, you dumb. Can't let him have these clean looks. You can't let him have these clean looks.
You got to let him know that every time he comes down the floor, someone's going to body him up and hit him. You got to. You can't not. Because he's just if he's free-flowing, it's like there was a classic. I want to say it's like 2005, I think it was, Spurs versus Lakers. It was right when – what year did they get Gary Payton? What year did the Lakers get Gary Payton? That's the year.
I think it's like shit, 2004
or something like that. So they bring in Gary Payton because they want to stop Tony Parker, but what Mitch Kupchak doesn't realize is that Tony Parker has been lighting up Gary Payton, which is a big reason why Seattle let him go.
2003-2004?
Yeah, 2003-2004. Wow, that's how long they've been playing those guys.
Yep.
Tony Parker is lighting up the Lakers until Gary Payton goes, somebody helps me. And then, because they win the first two games of that series against Lakers, San Antonio. Then they start hitting Tony Parker every time he comes down the lane. They throw a giant body at him and they knock him down. Changes the series.
Because he doesn't want to run? Yeah, he doesn't want to get hit.
Yeah, because he's a French guy and he's a fucking pussy.
Yep.
Right? That's what you got to do to Klay Thompson. Even if he's going to score, you got to hit him. He's got to know every time he comes down that fucking lane, he's going to get hit with a wall. And that's how you're going to – I mean, I'm not saying they're going to win it, but you could make Golden State's life miserable. Mm-hmm. Now, Clippers, Golden State, if it happens, right? It's not the same – dude, I'm telling you, this series changed the Clippers. San Antonio Clippers series changed the Clippers.
I don't know. I don't see Clippers playing enough defense to stop Tom.
That'll be the toughest series they have. If they go all the way, that'll be the toughest series
they have. By far. But, you know, San Antonio used to whoop up on Golden State big time. I mean, like, they housed them this year. I think they split the series 2-2. But the last time they played them, they destroyed Golden State. And I just think that the Clippers are a different team right now. After that series with San Antonio, they play with more precision. There's more ball movement.
But do you think that when Chris Paul comes back, you just hit him as well and get him re-injured and he's out again? You could easily hit Chris Paul.
Well, they do. They run screens on him all day.
With that hamstring injury.
Yeah, but nobody does that to Stephen Curry. Nobody. Nobody hits that guy.
I think he's too fast and too small to really get hit. He's too elusive that he can see the screen coming.
I would hit him every time he comes down. Anytime his foot gets into that fucking paint, I throw a body at him. I don't care if the ball goes in or not. You got to make him pay every time.
You got to make him
doubt
himself when he rushes that hoop.
Just reading right now, Anthony Johnson just sent us a thing that says there now is a class action suit against Pacquiao and his promoters for not disclosing that and screwing the fans over. People that want their money back from the pay-per-view.
You knew they were going to do that anyways. You knew they were going to do that anyways.
I love it.
Why?
Let's take some power back for the fans. And instead of just making us have to deal with whatever the fuck, give us what we paid for.
Two fans filed class action lawsuit against Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah. Can I join that class action?
Sure can.
Put my name on that.
Can any of the Periscopers?
Put my name on it.
I think a lot of people will. I think there's some validity to that.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to get jack shit. That's just me, though, dog. Hold on. Could you guys talk while I try to do this?
Back to what I was going to say about the Bulls and the Cavs. I don't think Derrick Rose needs to have a good game every game.
Why?
I think the way that Paul Gasol and Butler's playing and the way Noah's playing defense, Derrick Rose just needs to get at least 10 to 15 assists. He just needs to
distribute 15 assists is a lot to ask for somebody. But his 15 assists is having a good game.
He doesn't need to score 25 points for the Bulls to win that series, I don't think.
He just needs
to
be
a Butler key player. I think Butler and Gasol's playing lights out.
Yeah. And then, by the way, the fact that Gasol is playing like a fucking all-star
lets
you know how miserable it is to play with Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Last year he played horrible, Gasol. Or 2 years ago, maybe.
Oh, yeah, because Shannon Brown banged his girlfriend. We've talked about that in the show before. It's like, dude, there's only like 20 chicks in the state you can't bang. Don't bang one of your teammates' girls or your coach's girls. Fuck everybody
else.
Yeah,
but it happens every year, dude. It happens every year.
Everybody's got to stick their dick in something. And if you were a chick, it's like, what can you do? Imagine being a chick dating a guy who is a pro athlete and you're around all those athletes. That's like your girlfriend is a Victoria's Secret model and you now are towel boy for Victoria's Secret models. Like, you wouldn't want to stick your wick in everything?
Breaking news, Tebow just traded his model to me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Breaking news. Jizrag says you just trade your model to him.
Yeah, don't worry. I heard him.
John Wall.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised. Cum Dumpster hasn't called in. As much as she's in love with Tripoli, she wants to talk to Josh because he knows what it's like to have Tripoli's cum on his face.
Who's Cum Dumpster?
Cum Dumpster is Dustin's friend. Now, Dustin's wife was infatuated with me, so I used to get calls from his wife wanting to have filthy texts together. Why? He's got cancer. I'm like, is there any lower, scummier thing to do than the fucking sex message?
Yeah, that's a reservation in hell right there.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't feel comfortable.
So how many messages did you send her?
Listen, I'm a weird guy. I'm into weird shit, but that's one thing I just.
What?
That's nice.
I have this thing, dude. I don't fuck married women. I don't fuck underage girls, and I don't bang Russian chicks. Those are my rules.
Wait. Why don't you bang under it? No, I'm just kidding. Why don't you bang Russian chicks?
Because, dude, they're psychos. That's why.
That's true.
Dude, every guy I ever met that dated a Russian chick, shit starts disappearing.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't marry them within, like, 2 months, they start going crazy. And they're crazy.
I used to hook up with a Russian chick. She was crazy, dude.
Like, yeah, they're super. They're like the crazy white people.
Remember that. Ricky Renee's friend? That Russian chick?
Ricky Renee's friend, no.
Yeah, you know Ricky Renee, right?
No.
Yeah, you would know her. She was like that. She always used to hang out at the store.
Yeah.
Her friend, I was hooking up with her for a while. She was fucking crazy, bro. Total Russian, off the boat Russian.
Yeah, crazy FOB. FOB. And they just have a different way. They're the crazy white people. The Russians are the crazy white people.
Yep.
Like, if white people had their own world star hip-hop, it would all be Russian people.
Correct.
Right? That's all it would be. They're like the ghetto white people. They don't give a fuck.
I saw a video of a Russian dude. They were all drinking on top of a building, and he jumps off into the snow, and then he gets up and comes back up.
Yeah, they're crazy.
And nothing to do.
Hey, what do you guys think about this new thing where everybody's getting angry, or there's certain people are getting angry over the word thug? That they're trying to say the word thug is the new N-word?
No.
I just think it's the most ridiculous thing. You get a word. You get a word. Like, you can't just grab any word you want and be like, you can't say this.
Everyone's just getting outraged for everything. Everyone just likes to get outraged now.
What's the word for white guys? And they're like white women.
Well, they tried cunt. Yeah, women hate the word.
Americans.
White women
Americans.
Cunt. No. You know what the word is for white people? Racist.
Yeah.
They get angry if you call them racist. The bunch of these racist motherfuckers over there, you're like, oh, hey, that's not fair. You can't call us that. White people,
I know.
Word is racist.
That's not me. People are like, oh, look at those racists over there. I'm like, come on, man. You can't lump me into that. Some of the people that work at my house are black.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you got white people, the word's racist. Mexican says what?
I feel like we don't care about. I mean, I don't care about. Beaners.
Nobody takes wetback serious. No one takes beaner.
Some people say
wetback and beaner is like the word honky. Like they tried to make that stick
cracker.
And nobody cares.
It's like cracker.
Stick. I don't know. Sometimes it's it's just the way people say Mexican sometimes. I think that gets me. Sometimes I'm like, oh, he's a Mexican. I'm just like, whoa, hey.
Or just calling anyone Hispanic a Mexican, I think is...
That's even instance. Worse, yeah. Calling a Filipino a Mexican.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey.
Come on, dude.
Let's see who this is. What's the dirty word for Mexican? You're calling in. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you're on Punch Drunk.
Yeah, I just tuned in. Have you guys been talking baseball at all?
No, it's game 25, and so we're not talking baseball yet.
If you hung up.
So let's talk baseball. You guys think the Dodgers can keep it up?
You are not the boss. You are not the boss. You are not the boss of the show. You don't talk. I know Aaron wants to talk baseball. We'll maybe get into it for a little while. Let's see if this person wants to talk. Hey, you're on Punch Drunk Sports. We're talking baseball. Who's this?
We got nothing going on here in Chicago, brother.
Oh, shit. Wow, that's a great deep voice. What are you, a strip bar DJ?
I know.
Coming to the stage.
So what's the word?
The White Sox are sucking, and the Cubs got no bleachers.
Dude, what do you do for a living, buddy, besides smoke 8 packs of cigarettes a day?
Me? Never smoked cigarettes once, brother. I basically, I'm a disabled athlete. Play a lot of wheelchair sports.
Oh, you are a wheelchair guy?
Yeah. I've done some stand-up comedy, too, at the Laugh Factory in Chicago, open mic only, but... I got a lot of respect for how much time that stuff dedicates.
Oh, thank you, dude. So you're calling in. What do you want to talk?
I mean, was it really stand-up comedy?
Oh, gee. I knew. Tebow.
No, that's one of my bits. That's one of my bits is I could be able to, shut up.
Yeah.
I could be able to the last comic standing, and I'll definitely win because I'll never stand up.
Oh, let me ask you something. You just yell at a child?
Nah, my dog.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, he yelled. Yeah.
So, did you go to the draft at all? Let's get into the draft since Tebow's there. Did you go to the draft?
No. Hit him on Twitter. He was busy. I saw him on Facebook. He looked like he was having a good time. Didn't go down there because it was kind of crazy. I know how crazy
Chicago is.
Dude, it
was crazy.
How crazy was it?
It was too packed.
Exactly.
It was too packed. Too packed.
Even the day you went, which was what rounds? Like 4, 5, 6?
I didn't go. No, like it was so packed.
Oh my god!
What did they pack? Is it
they had all sorts
reporters?
Of things out there, like where you can do the pretend you're skydiving things, where they blow you up in the air. I mean, it was crazy.
Oh, that's great.
From what I saw,
are there chicks out there that have a wheelchair fetish?
Some chicks do. Yeah.
They just what do they want to do? Just ride on your wheelchair?
In your wheelchair, I guess you could say, on something else.
How do they approach you with that? They're just like, hey, listen, let's fucking
So we're going to pull from that bag of bets for the Bulls cast?
Okay, here we go. Bag of bets time. Bag of bets. What do they call chicks who bang wheelchair guys? You know, like girls who bang comics are called chuckle fuckers. What do they call girls who bang wheelchair guys?
Pit crew.
Very nice.
Pit crew? That's great.
Yeah.
Pit crew.
So you guys are pulling from the bag. Now, what do we got here? You just take them. You get the Bulls and you get the Cavs straight up?
I'm in trouble.
Is it just winner of the series? Is that the bet?
Yeah, winner of the series. Pull out.
Okay. All right.
I'm not excited about this at all. Here we go. Josh Martin, a.k.a. Jizrag, please read what our bag of bets is.
What is that first word?
He can't read.
Can't read that first word.
Laker tattoo on upper neck. No, we're not going to do that. I'm not doing tattoos. Do another
temporary tattoo.
Oh, Hannah what?
What did it say?
A Hannah Laker tattoo?
No, just like a temporary. You can get like a temporary limp. Yeah, temporary.
What did it say? A Lakers tattoo?
Yeah, we got to get a Laker tattoo on our neck.
Just like a temporary one, but it's got to be like a good
either,
one.
Either one of us.
No.
Why the fuck would you have that in there?
Do another one. Do another one.
Well, seriously.
By the way, the next one
that's
you guys pull is going
to
be the worst one.
Yeah. When the comrade was pulled, why couldn't I say no? I'm
because
not doing that.
Because we invited you to come down.
Let's see what we got.
Let's hear what it is. Bag of bets.
Fly swatter across bear trash.
As hard as you can.
Okay. All right. You want to do that, dude? You want to do that? You.
What
now,
is
how,
it?
How far are you crippled from what? Not your neck,
oh,
right?
Shit.
What was it? What's the bet?
It's a fly swatter to the chest. One fly swatter.
Yeah, what's the bet?
Okay, the bet is...
Well, you got to see each other, though. You'll never see each other.
No, but he can have somebody else do it and he videotapes it.
Oh, okay.
And what is it again? You guys are breaking up just a little bit.
You have... Loser has to get a fly swatter across the chest one time, hard.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Where are you paralyzed okay. down from?
Now, can we make it even more interesting? Like, you
sure.
pick out the fly swatter, or I could pick out the fly swatter, and we...
And, oh, we lost you. That's so funny. That was God going, you're asking
for... Something wood.
No, we're not...
What about
two
wood.
By... What about two... We said fly swatter, not flogging.
What about a 2x4 to the throat?
All right, so we'll do the fly swatter. God, this is going to suck.
I think Tate Fletcher should have to hit Sam.
No.
I agree.
No, 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 no,
no. Or Joe Rogan has to hit you with the fly swatter. It can't be like Frank. Frank has no
That would
power.
Be good. That would get us a lot of views.
Well, we just got somebody just unfollowed us on Twitter because
really
we
why?
Posted tit pics. And they said they can't have that on their work feed. We're going to miss you, buddy.
R.I.P.
That is so
R.I.P.
funny.
R.I.P. for that.
Sports Guy 209.
Tebow, what do you think had the best draft of this year? Without being
a
homer for Falcons.
I really mean it when I say the Falcons top five for sure. I mean, everybody's given them a draft grade of an A, and that's the first time that's happened to us for a long time.
I think you guys were so bad that any guys would be good. I think your head coach is bigger than any of the players you got.
That's a luxurious spot to be in, said a Saints fan. Sean Payton's more popular than anybody in New Orleans.
No, but I think you guys getting a very defensive-minded coach is bigger than any player you guys could have got, except if you guys got Gurley. I think that would have topped everything.
Can you believe how early Gurley went? I mean, is that a good pickup by St. Louis? They already had a couple good backs.
That's a great combo. Of
if he
Gurley
can stay healthy, man, I mean, if he can stay healthy, that's a great pick.
And Gurley with Trey Mason is a great 1-2 combo for running back. And they have an offensive line.
You don't need to give the ball to Gurley 40 times a game with Mason back there.
And you use Mason like a Sproles type running back. But
exactly.
You have Mason who can get those short bubble passes, and you just have an offensive line that can block up front.
Do they ever run two back formations in the NFL anymore?
Sure. It's pretty rare, but sure.
So what'd you think of Oakland?
I mean, I like that pick, your first pick overall. I mean, I think Oakland did good too.
I think we had a great draft.
You guys are actually drafting for need, not reaching for a guy. And you've done that the past 2 years.
I was really amazed we didn't take Leonard Williamson because I thought
A lot of people worried about his shoulder.
I just, like, I don't know, man. Like, they're trying to make him out as the best. And it's just, like, I watch a lot of college football. And it's just, like, he was one of those guys where I was just told he was great. I never saw how great he was. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain guys like
Leonard Williams or who?
Yeah, Leonard Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like, you know, it's like these guys pop out of nowhere. You're like, oh, this guy's the best guy. You're like, well, I watch a lot of college football, man, and I never saw anybody say, watch this play by. And I know the position that Williams plays that he's.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, it's in the trenches. You don't get a lot of highlights. And the same thing happened. Who's the guy the Texans took last year that everybody made such a hoopla about?
Clowney.
What's up?
With the first pick, Clowney.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney. If you take away that hit against the Michigan running back where he knocked his helmet off, nobody heard of Clowney that wasn't like a scout.
Yeah, but Clowney came in as like the number one prospect in recruitment. Like, yeah, that hit added to the lore.
Sure.
But, I mean, there were, you know, he plays more on the edge, the end, Clowney plays on the end more than on inside. And Williams plays inside where you just kind of like, you know, which is where Adamic and Sue play. But when I watch Adamic and Sue in Nebraska, I watch that guy.
Yeah.
Like, terrorize people. I never saw that with Williams.
Yeah, you knew he was a badass. Yeah, he knew he was a badass in college.
Now, Amari Cooper I like because sometimes when you take these guys who are on the best team, they also have the best talent around them, which makes the game a lot easier, which is why your typical USC quarterbacks never seem to do as well in the NFL as they do in college because they have more tools they tend to be. But the thing about Amari Cooper was that quarterback they had wasn't that great. Like, he kind of got that
right.
One guy that one year that just was kind of like, well, we don't really have anybody else to be the quarterback. So I thought Cooper was a great player, the best player on a great team, and happened to have the guy who threw him his ball wasn't as great as some other quarterbacks out there.
And also, look at how Dez Bryant made makes Tony Romo look much better than what he is. And I think Amari Cooper will do that with Carr. And it will help Carr.
Then we let Jones go? Dude.
Jones had to go.
I wish we could have gotten that David Beckham guy. Who was the guy that went to Tennessee with the second pick? Kid out of
receiver.
Missouri. That was just like a basket case.
Yeah. Green Beckham.
Yeah.
Yep.
What I'm very excited to see.
I wish the Raiders would have gotten him and then we would have had those two guys and just aerial attack.
You guys still don't have a running game, though.
Excuse me?
Who is your running back?
The Raiders?
What's his name?
I don't even want to talk about Trent Richardson.
No, not Trent. You guys have that guy who did pretty well last season for you guys.
Tywan Jones?
Yeah.
I forgot. What I'm very excited to see is Denver. With Shane Ray, DeMarcus Ware, and what's his name?
Yeah, I know.
Von Miller.
Yeah.
Front,
I think it was hilarious.
Great
I thought it was hilarious
line.
That Shane Ray went to Denver where pot is legal now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so interesting. It's going to be interesting how long the NFL holds off weed.
I don't think they can hold it on for much longer, maybe another 2 years, but they have to change something.
Especially when you're dealing with concussions, and weed is great to deal with concussions.
Mm-hmm.
How funny would it be if you start seeing guys get on the sideline, get concussion, you see the trainer bringing up a fat doobie, and they're just smoking weed on the side, and the stadium just plays, don't worry, be happy, don't worry.
A lot of Bob Marley, guys.
So now, does anyone have a shadier line than the defensive line than the Dallas Cowboys? Their second pick in the draft?
Dude.
Was their second pick in the draft?
Randy Gregory.
Now you team him up with the wife beater. Now you got like two. That's just an evil line.
Jeremy
McTavish. That's textbook Cowboys.
Jeremy Mincy, DeMarcus Lawrence, Tyrone Crawford, Greg Hardy, Kyle Wilbur, Jet Crawford. But
Greg Hardy's out for like at least
10 games.
10 games might be down to, I think, 6.
No, they'll probably take it down to 4 because what they're doing is they're applying the new collective bargaining agreement or the new domestic violence agreement to behavior that happened before it, and you can't do that.
I don't have a weed problem. I'm immature and stubborn.
Yeah.
Randy Gregory,
dude.
And he just got a huge tattoo
like,
as well.
I'd rather have a weed problem than immature and stubborn.
I don't know. Well, no. Immature and stubborn won't get you necessarily kicked out and banned for a couple games. You know, suspended for a couple games because this stupid rule with weed. It's like, we're
so dumb.
15 years, we're just going to look back and laugh.
Especially
how
guys
stupid this is.
Who's not even
dude, I'm high right now, bro.
Yeah. Stat boy is shit-faced.
It was pretty stupid of Shane Ray to get pulled over 3 days before the draft with a bunch of pot in the car. I'm not saying don't smoke pot. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying if you're about to get drafted and it's a difference of $6 to $8 million of what you make – leave the pot at home, or don't leave with it. Or send one of your buddies to go get it,
Teves.
Let somebody else fucking drive it. Hey, dude, meet us over there. You drive in a separate car with the weed, and that's why I pay you to fucking do that.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me if I had a bunch of $1 million and I was just like, ah, man, hey, I didn't have any weed.
but I got some. Do you want to smoke before I got to do this thing?
Yeah.
You sound worse than me right now.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I have no clue.
Would I smoke it?
What I'm saying was,
if you have
I'll
all
put
that
it into your terms.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's say you are, you know, for some reason, and this would never happen, but in like comedy and acting, it's that you can't be caught with pot. And you're literally driving to sign a contract for an $8 million movie, and you're like, hey, let me just pick up some weed before this.
Do it after you get drafted, after you sign your contract.
And I'm not asking him to wait to smoke pot for 3 years. I'm saying wait 2 days.
And just tell your friends, anyone got weed, got to go in a separate car.
Yep.
Hey, dude,
let's all meet at my house and smoke pot all day. Let's all meet at my house and smoke pot all day, but I can't be caught in the car with it until after Saturday.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It's just stupid. It's just fucking stupid. It's just a waste of time.
I mean, he was lucky he went in the first round. There were rumors he might drop to the third round. That would cost him $25 million.
Unbelievable, dude. What about this kid Collins, this LSU lineman who's ex-girlfriend was pregnant and was
murdered.
What a weird, sad story.
What?
Yeah.
He was supposed to be a first-round pick. They thought he would go late first round, and he never even got drafted. And I understand why NFL GMs, I wouldn't want to touch him if all of a sudden, especially if I was Aaron Hernandez. And
I would draft him seventh round.
I would draft him seventh round, and if it doesn't pan out, it doesn't pan out. Because they never said he's a suspect in the murder.
Yeah,
he pulled himself out of the draft. He pulled himself out of the draft. No one could even draft him.
No, he didn't. He tried to. His agent tried to pull him from the draft.
Yeah, they tried to say,
like,
pull me,
you can't
go
do
back.
That. It's too late.
Yeah.
I
would have drafted him seventh round. What are you going to do? How many seventh rounders make your team? Not all of them. This kid, it's just like...
No. Not all of them at all.
Yeah, I would draft them. I wish the Raiders would go after him. We could use line help.
Apparently, he's talking to
Miami.
Miami.
Nobody
the
can talk to him yet
too.
Because they can't talk to him until after finals this week.
But he's talking to him. He's talking to players, though, from Miami and from Buffalo right now, apparently. Yep.
Come on, Raiders, get him!
And he would be great with Buffalo to help EJ
Manuel.
I would Manuel.
Love him. He would be great in Atlanta.
He'd be great anywhere.
No one cares about Atlanta.
It was his former girlfriend.
Yeah,
was shot to death April 24th.
And the police said even today,
unborn
like,
child
hey,
survived.
He's not a suspect. He died a week and it, oh. We're just asking him questions.
Yeah.
Well, I think because she was pregnant, they wanted to make sure he didn't like have somebody kill her or something like that.
And he was the baby's daddy,
Ray Caruthe.
That sucks, yep. Man.
Yeah, that's and dude. You know, now he didn't even do anything, and it cost him millions and millions of dollars. I would sign him.
It's pretty sad.
I'd sign him. Go, hey man, we'll give you second round money. I mean, the guy's that good. He's a first round back.
He could probably. You don't think he could get back in the draft again next year?
No,
no,
no. He's going to sign with somebody this year. But I like what Sam is saying, and I would be like, you know what? We're going to guarantee you, you know, seventh round money. But come week one, if you're our starter, if you make our starting lineup, we'll give you some third round money or something like that.
Yeah, I would actually, if he's cleared, I would give him first round or second round money. Why not? If he's cleared, he's that good.
But for him, I think it would be better for him just to go with a winning team. You can go with any team you want now.
Yeah.
It's better to go undrafted than to get drafted in the seventh round.
Yeah.
Then you can play for whatever team. So for him, I think it's better for him to play, hey, I want to go to a winning team.
Miami needs
who I can
some
get
linemen, dude.
To I can get into the playoffs on my first year and then make real serious money on my next contract.
Yeah.
He signed a 1-year
deal. And you know
what?
If you're getting fucked out of money, the state of Florida is not a bad place to go if you don't have to pay income tax.
Do you think they'll ever do anything about that where they'll change that up?
I don't know. Florida's so wacky.
No, but I mean in terms of like the NFL, you know, NBA, it's like, okay, you got a real advantage here going into these states. Like, can they even the playing field at all? Like, what can they do? I guess they can't do anything.
Who do you think will do the better this season for Florida teams? Miami, Jacksonville, Tampa Bay.
Oh, that's a
what team improves by win?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think Jacksonville. Jacksonville looks good.
I think Miami.
Jacksonville's
better.
1 year away from really getting really good. in that conference. Well, they win the weak conference. The Colts will hold on to it.
That's a good question, bro. I mean, I think Miami probably. I mean, all three of them are in tougher divisions. Tampa's just got so many new players at new positions that it's hard to say they're going to be great. I mean, they
Tampa's
drafted
be like
all
two, three
O-line
years
and a quarterback.
Anything.
All the receivers are young.
They still got to get, you know,
used to working. I would say Miami.
I say Jacksonville because I think that division Miami's in, they will beat each other up. The Jets, Bills, Patriots will beat each other up, and it's going to be the winner of that division is going to have a 10-6 record.
I don't think either one of those three teams. I don't think either one of those three teams wins their division. I don't think either one.
I don't think
wins their division.
But I think Jacksonville can compete with will definitely be better than the Titans, and I think they can compete with Houston for that second spot in that division because I don't think Houston has an offense at all.
Yeah,
they have no offense.
I agree with you.
Yep.
But also, the Colts have no defense as well right now, which I don't understand why they didn't. Why they drafted another wide receiver makes no sense.
Because
to me.
That's classic Colts. I mean, with Peyton Manning, they never had a defense. They just love. They love playing arena football in Indianapolis. They just love touchdowns. They'll be like, "We're gonna outscore you." They did that all the time.
But that's gonna hurt T.Y. Hilton's numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
T.Y. Hilton's numbers are going to go way down because...
Well, it's also going to make it harder to double-team T.Y. Hilton as well.
Yeah.
Might help
yeah.
his numbers. Because right now, next year, he's looking at without Reggie Wayne. And but they also got Johnson, too. But I mean, he's no spring chicken, but that dude can still get loose.
Yeah, you have four wide receivers at the Colts, and you have no defensive... That defensive line for the Colts are not good at all. And you saw it
in
the
playoffs. And they got a good tight end.
Hey, listen, I want to talk about Jameis Winston and his crab legs picture and how I think it's brilliant. And if he can just keep the off-field shit to a minimum. If
Agreed.
I was Jameis Winston, I would say and do everything I can. I want to. But I would just keep the off-field shit to a minimum. And then, because how you make it determines how people react to everything you do. Like Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley has always been outspoken, always said whatever the fuck he wanted to, and therefore nobody gets mad when he says stupid, crazy shit.
This is the crab legs comment?
But he also never got in trouble.
Well, that's my whole thing. If Winston could stay out of trouble...
You could be a funny person. You could be a funny personality without being somebody that's always on TMZ and fucking doing dumb shit and, you know, making it rain at the club and people are pulling out gats and it's like, everybody calm down.
Yeah, if you can get your head out of your ass and not cause any problems off field, dude, Jameis Winston could set himself up to be a next Charles Barkley type player. I'm not saying that he is or he has the intelligence to do it, but if you define your message the way you want to be, you're allowed to say – people are allowed to say more things than other people. Do you not understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying? If you come in as this corporate shill guy who says whatever the corporations want you to see, you can't say crazy shit.
No. Yeah. You gotta stick with that image. You know
yeah.
I mean?
The way you make it is the way people perceive you. And it's very hard to change that up. It's very hard to change that up. And you can't remember when Pat Boone tried to do that? Remember the old singer Pat Boone? He tried at one time just start dressing in leather. And he came with a big do you remember that? Like for a short time, like Pat Boone's like, I'm a leather guy.
Well he recorded a metal album.
Yeah, you remember that? And he's like, I'm Pat Boone, I'm dangerous. And everyone's like, no, Pat, we will not accept you like this. So either you change the way you dress or you're done. Oh yeah, do you remember that? Where Pat Boone's walking around like a leather daddy? Like he's fucking going to some kind
he
of gay bar
like
in West Hollywood?
Yeah, he was Ozzy Osbourne's neighbor in Beverly Hills, too.
Oh, yeah, Pat Boone tried to be like the Gimp from fucking Pulp
Jesus.
Fiction.
Jesus.
Tebow, since your Falcons was on Hard Knocks.
Tebow's not here.
Oh, Tebow's gone.
Tebow, what happened?
What happened, Tebow?
What happened? Dude, the lesbian connection is just not working today. Just not
no video.
No video, no nothing.
Cinco de Mayo.
It's like the most sports we've ever talked, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually Ari's good at getting us off talking sports. I can't tell if people want more sports or less sports. Real quick, if you guys listen, you guys like my stuff, check out the latest episode of The Naughty Show. We do something called the International Bad Boys Hour. And we had David Deary. Do you know David Deary?
No. Yeah.
He helps you out.
He's my assistant for Kill Tony.
He's your assistant?
Yeah.
You can tell him what to do?
I have my production assistant.
Oh, my God.
He just helps me set up, break down.
He tells the best acid story you will ever hear. It's episode 10. Go to The Naughty Show. Check out episode 10 of the International Bad Boys. And go from there. And it's fucking hilarious. Are you guys big UFC guys?
Yeah, I like
UFC. I am not.
So let's get to that real quick. Then we might end
John Jones, bro.
Yeah, everybody's saying John Jones may never play again. Well, I'll never fight again.
Well, did you see what Joe Rogan said?
What? That he thinks it's trauma to the head?
Trauma to the head.
That he's acting this crazy?
Nah, but it's like, when you get that much trauma to the head, your rational thinking just goes out the window.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I mean, look at that. Look at every boxer. I agree with that, but, you know, it's just like that's the price
you pay. Yeah.
I mean, it just is. I mean, like, where's John Jones go from here? What does he do?
Yeah, he's even working at FedEx.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain, but nobody ever takes in glory. What is the glory that comes with these things?
There you are.
Hey, how are you?
Got video back.
Good. My phone died, so I switched to the computer.
We're talking about John Jones and the fact that, one, his manager says he may not fight again, and two, that he may not fight again, and two, Joe Rogan recently just came out about head trauma, that Jones's actions may be the result of head trauma, which I think is definitely possible.
I don't know, man. I mean, Joe would know better than any of us, but I think he's a little young for that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'd be surprised if he didn't fight again. And if I was his camp and I was his people, I would probably be saying the same thing.
I think you give John Jones like a year off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Year and a half off and then bring him back.
I think the priority is him getting his shit together.
I think it's really hard to tell pro athletes to take a year off. Because that's a year off of their prime.
But he could do so much cocaine in that 1 year off.
Well, if I'm John Jones, yeah, man. I mean, like, I'm doing blow left and right unless I mean, I haven't been found guilty yet. I'm not on probation yet.
They said that he is subjected to 10 tests a month now.
Yeah, but he's not in the UFC anymore.
Yeah, that's
true.
Some sort of drug thing. I don't know. But it's like, you know, if I was a UFC, if I could, I would test the shit out of that guy if he wants to come back.
Tebow.
Sam Tripoli.
When you get a chance, will you go listen to the latest episode of The Naughty Show? It's the International Bad Boys Hour. You have to listen to this comic. His name is David Deary, and he tells the best bad acid story you'll ever hear in your life.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah, dude. It is fucking hilarious.
Listening to people talk about acid and mushroom stories is like listening to a 14-year-old girl tell you about her dream last night.
Why?
You're like, who gives a shit? Oh, then a rainbow, and then I saw a unicorn, and then, like, shut up.
You're like, I don't care. Just let me.
It's an acid trip. We all get it.
No, dude, this is hilarious.
Yeah, no, this isn't about visions and stuff. It's about, like, walking around.
Dude, it is fucking hilarious.
They say John Jones' suspension means Ronda Rousey's number one in pound-for-pound rankings.
Because who else does the UFC... I think it's a big hit for UFC because who's their big guy? McGregor or Aldo?
Yeah.
That's their big guys right now,
yeah.
Which aren't big guys at all.
Well, I mean, they got a couple
they're
big
what,
guys.
They're what, welterweights?
Look up, give us the pound-for-pound right now. Do they got the list there?
Yeah.
Let's go down the pound-for-pound.
McGregor's pretty awesome, man.
I can't wait for that. I'm not a UFC fan at all, but I saw that one that was, I think, on Fox or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was such an entertaining fight.
He really
and
is a good salesman.
Especially when he won.
I love
winning in the stand.
He's my favorite fighter right now,
and
probably.
Stood in front of Aldo.
On the ranks, heavyweight,
Caneville.
Pound for pound.
Pound for pound. And we'll tell you who their stars are. I like McGregor. I don't like him grabbing the belt. I think that, for me, I'm just... It's just literally one of the few things in life I'm traditional about. I think there needs to be a respect of the champ.
Pound for pound, Ronda Rousey, Jose Aldo, Chris Weidman, Demetrius Johnson, Cain Velasquez, TJ Dillashaw, Robbie Lawler, Frankie Edgar. Not even try to say that name. Joanna, something with a lot of confidence.
Yeah. We just call her Joanna Champion.
Khabib.
Go down the list real quick. We'll go down. Ronda Rousey. I don't know, man. I mean, I have
pound for pound, she's number one. There's no competition. Ari would be going nuts right now.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Now he's licking nuts in Thailand.
Do you think he sucked a little dick? Do you guys think Ari has sucked some dick in his life?
No, I think he got some though.
I think he sucked one or two.
I think he might have fucked a guy.
Yeah,
in the ass.
Yeah,
that's definitely a possible.
Yeah.
I mean, just no matter how you slice it, I think we all agree Ari's no stranger to boners that aren't his.
Yeah, I agree with that one, and I'm not judging. Teach their own, dude.
Tebow, we lost you. I want to ask you one question.
Jose Aldo.
Jose Aldo, I think he's better pound for pound. He's fought everybody, destroyed everybody. There's no reason why. The problem with Ronda Rousey is the same problem that, what was his name? Oh, fuck. What was the great bouncer? That was fastest guy. Roy Jones. He's just in a time where he's better than everybody else. He's just more advanced than everybody else. And she's at a point in female MMA where she's just better than everybody else. There's nobody on her level yet. I think in 20 years, there'll be a bunch of Ronda Rouseys.
But there's not a lot.
Not right now. Yeah. It's just
If you put Kentucky Wildcats, if you put their basketball team last year, if you put the Kentucky Wildcats in the WNBA and they went undefeated, and then you're being like, they're the greatest basketball team that there is.
No, they're not. I respect that. I'm not saying
she's not good. I'm saying she has no competition.
And I don't think
she's fought for like 21 minutes her entire career.
I don't think she should be on the pound for pound. I think she's
she should be in the list.
See, when you say pound for pound, what you're saying is if everybody was the same size and weight, they would win the fight.
They would still be number one.
And I don't think that. I don't think you could put a woman on the pound for pound. And I love female MMA.
You can throw her at number 10 or some shit.
No, there should be a guy MMA pound for pound and a female MMA pound for pound. Yep, even if you had them at 145 each, she fights at what, 135?
I agree with you.
135, right?
Let's figure it out.
Aldo could drop down to 135. He could fight at 135.
She's
Aldo.
A bantamweight, so that's what, like 135, 145?
135. Are you telling me in a fight between Jose Aldo and Ronda Rousey at a catch weight of 140, Ronda would beat Jose Aldo?
Do you think they would ever do that? Do you think they would?
No. It would be a
society
live reenactment. It would be a live reenactment of the Ray Rice video.
Yep. It's ridiculous to say that.
How
it'd be her getting dragged out of an elevator.
What would have to happen for that to happen?
You would have to have every female fucking feminist organization
would have to
sign off that they're fine.
No.
Or
they would have
not
to be
to talk.
Shipped to Mars.
But what if
they
she
would
was
shipped to Mars?
What if she was the one who was like, I want this, I'm gonna
it
sign
doesn't
it.
Matter.
No?
He's right. They'd have to go be sent to a different planet to shut
the
fuck up.
Absolutely right. Totally right.
To shut
dude.
The fuck up. They would never, because
but the funny thing is, if she won that fight, then they would be hypocritical by talking all the shit that they would want to talk.
Oh, that'd be so hilarious to see.
You know what I mean? If she did in that fight, they'd be like, we told you we should vote. Shut up.
Yeah. If it
ever did, hypothetically, would you watch it?
Like a motherfucker.
Will you jerk off to it,
dude?
Tebow?
I watch tons of. I mean, that's I watch tons of bad MMA. I watch fucking crackheads fighting. I'm fucking.
How much
hip-hop.
Money would you pay if they were like, all right, listen, fucking, we're gonna do this, but it's like $100.
No, I wouldn't pay for the fucking Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather $100. Dude, $100
to see Jose Aldo and Ronda Rousey fight?
I wouldn't. No, Nope. They wouldn't, no. Dude.
I would go somewhere and watch it.
Explode. You just, society could not even put their head around it.
I don't say
whole.
This often. I don't say this often. I totally agree with Sam.
They just, society couldn't accept it. They just could not accept it. You know, it's like Bill Burr's.
Well, I
bit.
Got some good news, guys. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
You hear Bill Burr's last special where Bill Burr's like, this Dallas comedy club had a sign that said, we like our beer. Like, we like our
domestic. Yeah, that was
domestic,
great.
And someone goes, take that down. And they're like, it's just our sense of humor. Like, no, they came complained to management, and management fired the waitress and the manager. And Bill's like, what? Because people think you're going to see that some guy's just going to start beating his wife because he heard. That's what people think. That people think cause just because they see something like that, guy's going to think it's okay to hit chicks. And it's not okay to hit chicks. I also have a problem with society thinking it's okay for chicks to hit guys.
Oh, yeah. That's
because
terrible.
Yeah, same thing.
Because, yeah, the violence isn't the same and it's different sizes. But at the end of the day, when you start telling guys you can't hit women, but you don't tell women you can't hit guys, you start letting chicks think it's okay to hit guys.
Yeah, did you see Louis this week?
No.
That happened. A girl beats up Louis in the last episode.
Yeah.
Like a small girl. Yeah.
Yeah, I got beat up by an ex before. She didn't beat me up, but she kicked me fucking hard in the face. Put my tooth through my fucking lip. And I always talk about it on stage. People laugh their ass off.
Was this girl Jason Tebow?
No. Yeah, back in Vegas. Her name was Jackie. And she just kicked me fucking, just wheelhouse kicked me right in the face. My tooth went through my lip.
Were you laying on the ground or she's like some judo bitch?
No, she was on top of me and I she was just like drunk. And I was like, you got to get off me, Jackie. She's like, no, fucking. Blah, blah. I'm like, get off. I lift up. She just fights back, and I get off. She falls back when I watch her face go, just like fucking get evil, and she pulls her leg back, boom, kicks up, sends my tooth right through my lip.
Jesus. Oh, that's
what did you do?
Scars.
That's what the scars were. I didn't do anything. I just looked at her and go, I should beat the fuck out of you right now, and I go, I can't. I fucking, and I go off, and I go to work the next day. I go, I can't work. My girlfriend kicked me in the face, and everybody starts laughing. And it's just, and listen, I get it. I'm just saying, when you take anything, right, and you put it to the masses, mm-hmm. and when it gets fucking watered down to stupid people, okay, stupid people ruin everything. They ruin everything. You're like, feminism, hey, you should be able to be a woman, do whatever you want. Then it becomes fucking chicks showing pictures of their assholes on fucking Instagram. Well, that's not feminism, but, you know, that's what happens when stupid people apply it. And that's what's going to happen. And I've seen women fucking start fights with guys, and the cops show up, they arrest the guy, and the girl thinks it's funny.
Yeah. That's hey, you this. Saw that with that guy, the linebacker that the Falcons wound up signing, the kid from USC.
Yeah.
The guy was about to go pro. He's like some great linebacker in college, and this chick is just like, yeah, he raped me and blah, blah, blah. He goes to jail for 5 years. She gets like $1.5 million, and then is like, oh, I made the whole story up. I'm sorry. And he's like, you took 5 years of my life away.
She goes, I would admit to it, but I don't want to pay back the money. I mean, that's just fucking ridiculous. So I'm just saying, it's, you know, I really fucking think it's amazing when they show guys getting slapped in commercials. Like, that's how acceptable it is. And, you know,
bring back the drink in the face. The drink in the face is such a classic.
Yeah,
we
should bring back the drink in the face.
It's equally as humiliating as a slap,
but it's
funnier.
And it doesn't hurt.
But it's funnier.
And I've had women swing on me. I've had tons of girlfriends swing on me.
I've seen chicks beat the shit, like, at the store when they have it. Like, there was a fight that broke out, and they had to escort girls out. And I've seen them, like, beat the shit out of the dudes, and they're just like, you can't hit a woman, you can't. But they're just wailing on the security guards.
Yep. That's why I do a joke about there should be fucking lesbian bouncers.
That's great.
And these girls, I know that what you're talking about, and these girls were this lesbian couple, and they were.
I remember that. I was there, too.
Oh, yeah, you was there, Tebow.
Yep.
It was fucking crazy-ass bitches. One question for you, Tebow, just because your Falcons was on Hard Knocks last year. What team is on Hard Knocks this year, do you think?
That's a good question. I can see the Bills doing it with Rex Ryan. He's so charismatic.
He loves that.
Do you think Tampa Bay would be a good team with the
Tampa Bay would be a great team to have with Winston and all these new young players that they have. Lovie Smith. Bears.
I could see Tampa. I can see Buffalo.
What team would you want to see it?
Is Ari back next year? Next week?
I think so. I thought he said he was going for 2 weeks. Okay. So I think he's back next week.
That's a lot of lady boys.
I don't know. I could see the Niners, the new revamped Niners as well. Those Niners, have you seen those all-black uniforms?
I hate them.
I love them.
I love them. Dude.
Did you see what the Raiders did?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I love the Raiders. The Raiders are fucking back. We're coming back.
I would love to see your Falcons with uniforms similar to those 49ers uniforms.
Well, we got the all-black uniforms with the black
pants.
But
it just looks better. That black and red looks better.
I want the Clippers to get nice black jerseys. That's what I
Dude,
really
have
want.
You seen the temporary or
yeah,
tentative mock-ups?
Awful.
They're so ugly.
Ugh. Ugh.
I love your story of going in to have to call off work because your girlfriend beat you up. It reminds me of that. Remember that Simpsons when Maggie was watching Itchy and Scratchy and she started getting violent and she hit Homer in the head with a hammer and then they cut to him with these big bandages on his head, but he's talking to work. And he's like, I told you why I can't come in. My baby beat me up.
Yeah. Good episode. I think it's very interesting. Sometimes when Ari's not on a show, we don't talk anything other than sports. Ari's good at getting us off, but I had fun. I had a good time. I thought this was great.
Well, dude, it's also one of the biggest weeks we've had in sports in a long time.
Man.
I'm excited for the Clipper game tomorrow. I'm excited for the Bulls game tonight.
Whoa.
And good to see you guys. What do you guys got? You got any gigs you want to plug? Let's do dates out the states.
Real quick, Chiefs, the Chiefs release quarterback Terrell Pryor. It's so interesting, man. Like, how the fuck?
He's a systems guy, dude. He, you know what? Who's the quarterback for the Jets?
Geno Smith.
He was Geno Smith before there was a Geno Smith.
Why doesn't
he's
somebody
a systems
like
guy.
All those Ohio State quarterbacks are the same way?
Why don't they
They're
go? Why doesn't Philadelphia sign him? He's a spread guy.
I mean, they got more quarterbacks than
they
fucking
have, I think
games
five
this
quarterbacks
year.
Right now.
It's unbelievable.
They have a lot of good – someone's got to go. Someone's going to have to go in Philly.
It's unbelievable. Hey, guys, some great stuff coming up. Naughty Show, May 15th at the Harvels in Long Beach. And then the first weekend of June, I am at the Calgary Yuck Yucks. Get some, yo.
Yuck Yucks.
Calgary, I'm coming. I'm so excited. I've been wanting to play Yuck Yucks in Calgary for a very long time. Come on.
Nice, dude.
Get some.
Congrats, Sammy. This weekend, I will be in Peoria, Illinois at the Jukebox Comedy Club all weekend with Sarah Tiana. So if you love Punch Junk and you're anywhere near Peoria, home of Richard Pryor, you can come see me and Tiana. We will be there two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Then May or June 4th, I will be at the Up Comedy Club in Chicago with Al Madrigal.
Yeah.
That's great. Congratulations, guys. Got anything you want to push?
Tonight, I'm going to be at the Roast Battle going against Jay Light, my roommate.
Oh.
That's a big
fantastic one.
I saw that online.
And
dude,
I will
good
be
luck.
Periscoping, and we are periscoping.
Yep.
So if you follow the Comedy Store, we will be periscoping the entire battle.
Yep. I'm also going to be in La Jolla in July, and then I'm going to Pechanga Resort and Casino this Friday and Saturday.
With Adam
Steve
Hunter?
Trevino.
Oh, Steve Trevino. Yeah. I love Steve. Say hi to him.
I will.
All right, Tebow, it's been a pleasure.
Love you guys. Suck it.
All right. Hey, real quick, Punch Drunkers, I know if you guys are still listening. I got to be honest with you, man. We've asked you guys to spread the word about the podcast, and you guys have. Our numbers have gone up. And our numbers, I hope to keep going. If everybody can get two or three friends to listen to this podcast for a sports podcast will blow the fuck up. And you guys, you drunk punchers out there, you guys have been really helping. Our number's gone up like 5,000, and I'm really thankful, and you guys are great. Just keep getting the word out there, man, because without you guys, man, we're just talking to ourselves. So, hey, man, we appreciate all the feedback. Let's keep it rocking. And we'll see you guys next week. All right, we'll be back. Bye, guys. Take care.